Liste găsit. Well, we are in these days of making resolutions, planning to win more strength, more graces, to go out after the retreat to conquer the world for Christ. I hope you have that desire to be apostles of the Sacred Heart of Jesus. By the way, today is First Friday, so try to offer today what you do to repair the Sacred Heart of Jesus. And tomorrow, First Friday, I remind you, tomorrow, the first Saturday devotion, try to do it. So St. Ignatius presents to us this meditation upon about the two standards. He wants us to realize there is two camps, two cities, our Lord Jesus Christ or the devil. There's only two options, two cities, two camps, two leaders, only two leaders. There's not three. There are no three. Two options. And St. Ignatius lays the first principle, the right of our Lord Jesus Christ to call us and to draft us to his service under his banner forever. This is why he's called a redeemer. So he ransomed us he snatched us out of the hands of the devil and by his most precious blood, his sacrifice. And by baptism, that sacrifice, that blood came into our souls and as a trophy for our Lord. So we belong to him. We were consecrated to our Lord first time, the day of our baptism. So he has every right upon us to his that we may serve him. So you do the preparatory prayer as usual. And you have to picture in your mind two camps, the camp of our Lord Jesus Christ and also the camp of the devil, each one inviting each one to his own camp. So we can picture our Lord Jesus Christ, yes, around Jerusalem, and also in the Catholic Church, and everywhere, he's reigning as Christ the King. He's reigning in a family, in an individual. There is Christ reigning, and there is his camp, his children, wherever he is present, his children are around him, around his camp, his leadership. And also we will put this resistance movement of Archbishop Lefebvre and also the Cristeros as one concrete examples on these times of our Lord people, soldiers marching as a good example of giving us example how to march, how to belong, how to behave in the camp of our Lord Jesus Christ at his service, to imitate them, their example. And also we will have to contemplate the devil with sinners who want to follow him around Babylon. And also the concrete case of this crisis, we will see the camping of the devil around the new conciliar church, around the communism, masonry, the modernists, all the heresies, and the false religions, the Pachamama, all those are in the camp of the devil, in general. We are not speaking about particular people, because we don't know whether they have, God can judge whether someone of them might be in conversion, in process of conversion, or being already converted. We don't know, really. Because that happened to to Elias, the prophet. He was saying, he was looking, there was apostasy everywhere. So he told our Lord, I feel I am alone on this battle. And our Lord answered to the prophets saying, you are not alone. I have reserved for me thousands of, I think 2,000-3,000, I don't remember the number. I have reserved for me 2,000-3,000 persons who have not bent their knee to Balaam, you know, the god of the devil, the devil's god. So we don't know how many really, but are in the camp of our Lord. Sometimes we don't know because they are far from our life. But we will ask the grace to know our Lord, to know his camp, the way he's inviting us, and to imitate the saints, the Christeros, to remain in that camp at the service of our Lord Jesus Christ in this crisis. So first, Saint Ignatius analyzed the devil's camp. So the devil's partisans of the devil, the followers of the devil. And he says they are in a vast plain. And he said it's a vast plain. Why? Because it's wide, the way who leads to hell. Very wide. Very vast. It's a lot of number of sinners who wants to, they decided to side with Lucifer. St. Ignatius asked, Babylon is a good image of the city of Lucifer because it's a disorder and guilty city. Also, we can put the parallel with the communists, the Masons, and all the New World Order. It's just disorder, putting upside down all the order of God, of his doctrine, his commandments, and guilty, like Babylon. Also, we can also put the Cristeros, the calles, calles trying to implant communism and the French Revolution principles upon Mexico. So this is the image we have to put in our minds, in our meditation. Also, he said that Lucifer is in his camp on a throne of fire. That throne of fire means pride. He's prideful. And we see that the leaders of the New World Order who are in his camp, we see they are boasting that they have domination, they have money, they have control. And now they are, it's very evident what we see around us. They have placed this universal lie about the COVID scam, trying to dominate and to decide things in mankind against the commandments of God and against faith, against our Lord Jesus Christ and his grace and his dominion. So we see pride everywhere. They are an open war in this moment. No doubt. So, not only open war at the level of principles, doctrine, but also on the level of the senses, we see everywhere they are dominating. They want to dominate. They are on war, open war against the children of God. So we see pride everywhere. It's the hallmark of the partisans of the devil. Also, that causes to lose the faith in whatever supernatural realities. And also that causes, instead of having hope, as the children of God has hope in God, in his leader, in our Lord Jesus Christ, they have the sin of presumption. Because they feel powerful, they feel with money, with riches. Yes, they think that they will do whatever they want. This is how many people are siding with them. Let's face it. In this moment, people who sees that they are the future. What they think that they are the future for their schools, hospitals, healthcare, politics, and to traveling, for eating, for buying, for selling things. They are siding with them. Let's face it. So in this moment, with this scan of COVID, people have been siding, taking sides. They have been hidden. People have been hiding. They don't want to show what is their side. We know some bishops in tradition who have been doing that, have been hiding themselves, you know, underneath. They don't want to be seen. They want to be here. Nobody wants. He doesn't want people to hear what they know, that they want. They believe. But now with this scam, people, they have to go out. They have to decide what is their camp. So we have been seen on the open, who is in which camp. Yes. Also concerning love. The love of God. Love is sacrifice love. It's a disservice of the beloved always. But the false love of the world is on the contrary. To step upon the others. To control the others. To have slaves. This is the love they offer. What they want. It's just a lie. When they say that it's for our own good, you know, the so-called injection, the jab, and this social distance and the face mask, they say it's for your own good. Really, what they mean is it's for our own good, for dominate you, to enslave you. It's what they mean, really. We are making you slaves. So it's prideful. So you see the camp of the devil is always pride. They want to attract, they want to control, they want to be rich, they want to have health, they want to have safety. This is a worldly world also. Humanly speaking, safety at the human way, at the human level. Also, we see in the picture that St. Ignatius wants us to contemplate that the throne of fire of Lucifer has smoke. We see in our meditation. And the smoke represents the blindness of these people. The appearances, the presumption. They trust in science, imagine. They trust in the leader who is someone who is prideful, who pays honors to Lucifer. Those are the leaders they are trusting in. It's amazing. This is the blindness. They are going to die. They are not on the side of God. Of course not. They can end badly any moment. To the bottom of hell fire. It's a huge blindness. And people are siding with them. This is the seriousness of this thing. So that those who are placing the jab, the injection, they are really siding with them. Of course, those who know about this, but eventually everybody will know. They are knowing more and more people the lies about this, and they should change sides, start fighting against all those lies. So smoke, blindness, and vanity. You see, they look for appearances. It's one of the characteristics of the devil's camp. They like the appearances. What appear to the others, correctness, rectitude, that they are doing the good for the others. They say that they are interested in our health. No, it's not true. It is an excuse, anzuelo. You call it in English when you throw to the fish something that he will cook it.
Fate,
okay. So also regarding the cristeros, we saw the cristeros, having seen the cristeros, the enemies of the cristeros, the government and the masons, with this prideful with the armies, with the number of soldiers, with the guns, weapons, planes, international help, thinking that they will win over the weak, humanly speaking, weak Cristeros. And actually the Cristeros after 3 years were winning without weapons, just machetes and knives and great faith, you know, without experience. We told you in the conference, not having experience, not having numbers, and they were winning. And also we see this blindness. They saw miracles around the Cristeros camps. They saw that when the Cristeros shout, Viva Cristo Rey, the horses will collapse and will be scared to death. And they will see, when the Cristeros say Viva Cristo Rey many times, the weapons of the enemy were frozen. They will not shoot. They will not work the weapons. So those miracles they saw many times, even the charity, the heroic charity, and that they were risking their families, their lives for Christ the King in a Catholic country. So we see the blindness, because the government was offering to them, what the government offered to these people was lands, money, quote unquote safety, health. And people bought that. It's like Judas, you know? Judas said, yes, I prefer interesting, well, he preferred the coins of silver to our Lord Jesus Christ. So the other characteristic of this camp is the terrified shape of the devil, which represents to the ugliness of sin. If you see, there is no edifying at all, is no attractive at all to a good Catholic. This attitude of the communists, the Masons, at all. In comparison to the mildness of our Lord Jesus Christ, of course, we are comparing two camps. The beauty, the mildness, the infinite goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ, with the horrible monster shape, without virtues, without charity, cruelty, lying of the enemy. So, also how does operate the devil? Father was explaining the rules of discernment of spirits. And the devil operates by trouble, agitation, depression, sorrows, is how we discover those who are in the camp of the devil also. They live in constant remorse of conscience and agitation, depression, sorrows. Because it's what causes the evil spirit in someone. There is no peace. Also, we saw in the Cristeros War how the soldiers, the communist soldiers, they were shouting, "Viva Satan!" Yeah, they will say that. They will be looting the camps, raping houses and women, and stealing, being drunk, every disorder. Because they were possessed by the devil. Let's face it, the devil was stirring them hatred on them. And they will just fighting for money, for interest, and also for the tasty loot that they will get from the battles.
Father, I have a question about the Cristeros.
Yes.
And the persecution in Mexico. Mexico was such a Catholic country, and it was so firmly rooted in the faith. How did the Masonic government get so many to enlist in the Federales and so forth and turn against it?
Well, it is the same answer that we answer when we say why so many bishops follow Vatican II. So it's precisely the lack of discernment of spirit, the lack of love for our Jesus Christ, the lack of truth, for love for truth. Those who are deceived by the appearances, we saw in the conferences of yesterday, Archbishop Lefebvre, they are not led by principles. They are led by the what appears to be good, interesting. So remember, this is what we have been looking at the retreat. It's a very good question. Because in the retreat, we have been seeing how we ourselves have been gone astray many times, precisely because the appearance of good. And we go after it, we commit a sin, and we regret it because it was real evil with appearance of good. So we convert means we go away from creature, the apparent good, to go to God, who is the real good, with appearance of crosses, appearance of sufferings, appearance of persecution and combat. It's exactly the difference of between Catholics, the camp of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the camp of Lucifer. What you are looking for? Where is your treasure? No? So many Catholics and bishops in the Vatican II, and they were looking for easy things, changes, comfortable things, shorter mass, no habits, facing the people. They don't have to preach about hell. They don't have to keep studying. They don't have to keep practicing virtues. So it's easy religion, easy life. Oh, I go for it. And the Pope is saying yes. Oh, let's go for it. You know. So I will say this is the same answer that we get during the retreat for why we are sinning and why we are going in our process of conversion, right? So what else? Also, we see countless numbers. It's another thing that St. Ignatius place in the meditation. We see in the camp of the devil countless numbers. It's another reason why people follow. You noted the so-called false democracy, the modern democracy, works for numbers. It's a majority, so this is what we had to do. And really, the biggest numbers is here, with the devil's camp. I told you, maybe also even St. John Chrysostom speaks that even the majority of priests goes to hell. The majority we have seen in the devil's camp. This is why it's one of the arguments we hear very often. We are majority. We are a number. We have a power. Just is prideful. It's just is presumption. Appearances, you see? This is why we should not be led by appearances. You may think a family who has daily mass, who is compromising in faith, you may think that it's more holy that a family goes once a year to mass because Father Hugo cannot go. And by the appearance you may say, or the SSPX priest may say, no, they are more holy, those who go to daily mass or weekly mass, than the other family because they are forsaking us. You stay with that one priest who is a rebel, and they will say that. And they don't get only one mass a year. Appearances. That family will get more graces for that mass than those weekly masses that lukewarm family who doesn't want to fight. It's a fact. Because if you notice, grace is granted to us according to our dispositions. The degree of the amount of graces we receive depends upon our disposition, our fidelity, our love for sacrifice, for charity, our humility. All those is the main factors which decide how much grace we receive. So someone who, to be faithful, for being faithful to our Lord, has once a year communion, he receives more graces than someone who is going to daily mass with a prideful and lukewarm soul. Yes, it's a fact. Really, it's a fact. It's why we should not be led by numbers. It's no question of numbers of masses, communions. It's the quality that counts, the fervor that you have. This is what we haven't seen through the retreat. It's how we started with the first conference, you know, the end of man, which is the first commandment. How to serve Christ, no halfway. So what else? Also, St. Ignatius says, well, we see the Cristeros, countless numbers against the few. Vatican II, we see countless number of bishops against a handful. And we're less and less bishops, and at the end was only Archbishop Lefebvre and Castro Mayer, the last faithful bishops, even till now. Until now, I think the only last two passed away already, you know?